A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the book of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord," and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was with him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for the people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of the presentation of Jesus in the temple, a ritual in which Mary and Joseph offer Jesus to God as the firstborn. It is also known as Candlemas because the candles are blessed for sacred use in the liturgy, and you can also have your own candles blessed to take home. It was also in the old liturgy before Vatican II, the end of the Christmas season, whereas today we now celebrate the baptism of the Lord as the end of the Christmas season. We hear Simeon calling Jesus a light for revelation to the Gentiles, or the nations, and the glory of his people Israel. Jesus is a light of revelation to all people. I recently experienced a kind of revelation. I have spent the last 3 weeks at a Dominican monastery in sunny Trinidad. Legend has it that Christopher Columbus christened the island Trinidad, Trinidad, because of the three mountain ranges which cross the island from east to west. This small island off the coast of Venezuela is a real beacon of faith and harmony between the races, cultures, and religions. It is really a light to other nations, to all nations, of how we can live our Christian faith in peace and harmony with love and charity for all. I also had the opportunity to attend a special mass for the Dominican family as they closed their 800th anniversary jubilee year. The mass was celebrated by the Dominican Archbishop Robert Rivas, who is originally from Trinidad but Archbishop of the island St. Lucia. And he encouraged all the members and the friends of the Dominican family to be a light to the nations, to be a light like the torch that is a symbol of St. Dominic and his preaching of the truth of the faith, the word of God to all nations. And it was a powerful experience to be there and see the light of Christ really shining in the hearts of all these people. And we are all called to be lights of Christ by our very baptism. And on Candlemas, we recall that we received, or our godparents received, a candle to symbolize that we are a light of Christ. And Catholics, at every liturgy, every Mass, and we at morning and evening prayer, light the candles, the blessed candles, as a reminder of Christ's presence. And so it's important to realize, too, that it's not only a light of Christ's presence, but a light of Christ's presence within us shining out. Christ is not only the light of the world, but he told us that as disciples, we too would be lights to the world. And this idea of the candles and Candlemas today fittingly incorporate the feast of Christmas and the presentation or the baptism of the Lord. Because we receive a candle at our baptism, and because the candle is with us all the time, it reminds us of Christ, the Emmanuel, the God with us. As Catholics, we often have a tradition of lighting a candle before a statue in church or a picture or the crucifix. This candle, then, we leave it there burning as a symbol of ourselves, that we are in God's presence to remember our intentions. And as candles, as lights of Christ, we have a glow within us. Christians have a special presence. As Christ has a special presence, so Christians, his other Christ, bring a special presence into the world, into the workplace, into the entertainment areas. It's so important for us to always be aware and remember that we are bearing Christ to the world. And so let us this day, on this beautiful, beautiful feast of consecration, it's not only a feast to remember those who consecrate their lives to God and the consecrated life, the religious life, but all of us who have been baptized have been consecrated to be the light and the presence of God in the world. And so let us ask God once again to deepen his presence within us, to purify us so that we can shine more clearly and more brightly his presence in all we do, think, and say.